This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, hello there. Welcome. Glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's a big, busy Saturday. We've got a lot to get to. You've seen the headlines, but have you seen all the other headlines? The headlines that I think are as relevant as the headline from New Zealand. Tonight, we've got a very interesting show, a very different kind of approach tonight. We've got no ladies' lounge tonight. Gave all the ladies the nights off. But we have got all-stars coming up in the next few weeks. In fact, I don't know how hard it is, Nick, for you to pull up the coming soon graphic, but I just want to give people a sneak preview. For the next 4 weeks, four of your favorites of all time. You've got Alicia Krauss, you've got Britt McHenry, you've got Kristen Tate, and you've got Georgie Borman, all slated to be with us in consecutive weeks coming up. So that should be a lot of fun. But welcome to a very busy Saturday. Let's go to the big board, because this is what we're going to talk about tonight. We have got I've got four headlines spread across the big board tonight. The first one, of course, is the shooting in New Zealand and what happened there. But then we're going to talk about how that compares to something that's gone on in Baltimore. And then we're going to talk about how it compares to something that happened in Nigeria. And then we're going to talk about how it compares to something that happens far too often with what happens with our gangs and what we do here at home in terms of security. So we've got a lot of stories with a lot of layers. And what I'm going to do is on every single opportunity that we have, I'm going to take your phone calls because we have literally no guest scheduled tonight. It's just you and me talking about these stories as we go through them. Kylie, did you just sneeze? Huh? What? You coughed. Oh, okay. I was going to say God bless you because I felt bad that I ignored it. And I thought my whole audience knows that my phone screener sneezed and I didn't even acknowledge that she was having an issue. It's been that kind of week here in the New York area. Anyway. Okay. So. Let's go to New Zealand first. You've got this very ugly story on every level. This shooter, this perpetrator, he's 28 years old. He seems to be a white supremacist radical. Even when he was in the courtroom yesterday, he's flashing the white supremacy sign, you know, the little zero with the W behind it. And he's unrepentant, and it seems fairly obvious that he's kind of getting all the glory out of it that he wanted to do, which is sad because these guys are typically cowards in this way. They don't ever want to pay the ultimate price for what they believe in. They want the fame, they want the glory, they want the infamy, whatever you can terminology you can put it in, and he's getting that. And so he's grinning at the TV cameras, and he's thinking that he's some special stuff. Well, let me just step away from that for a second. Here in America, and on Twitter in particular, the president and the campaign immediately put out a statement, and they said, "We stand with the people of New Zealand. Religious intolerance is not accepted here or anywhere else." Now, Kayleigh McEnany, spokesperson for the campaign and former spokesperson for the GOP, came on my show yesterday, and she said that. She said, we do not indulge religious intolerance of any faith. And within about 6 hours, my Twitter feed was clogged with people that have very low IQs and very low vocabularies, because all they could muster were F-words and other types of bombs, focused mainly at Kayleigh for saying that the president was standing against religious intolerance. And they went to a point in his campaign, and they pointed to a rally in which he said at one point, Donald J. Trump today calls for a ban on all Muslim travel to the U.S. until the House of Representatives can figure out what the blank they're doing. Hell. What the hell they're doing. Now, he didn't say we're banning them indefinitely, forever. He said until we can figure out how to separate the terrorists from the non-terrorists, that's what he's implying there, that they're going to do that. So then all of the anti-Trump haters on Twitter began to immediately draw what Kaylee said about not being intolerant towards religions to his willingness to say we need to do a complete shutdown of all Muslim entry into the country until the House of Representatives can figure out what they're doing. I want to know from you, 888-340-3373. I want to know a number of things tonight, because I've got about five or six layers of this conversation I'm dying to have. But I'm really interested in whether or not you think that the Trump, at that point in the campaign, him saying I'm for a total shutdown of Muslims coming into the country for this period of time, and that's not even what he ended up passing in terms of policy. Then in 2017, after he becomes president, he actually puts forward the travel bans that all get upheld at the Supreme Court level. So he starts out, bless you, he starts out by saying in the campaign, I'm in favor today of saying everything be shut down until we can figure out how to sort the good from the bad. Then when he's in office, he passes travel bans, he executive orders travel bans that are limited in scope and limited in time. The first one was for 90 days, and it was from seven countries, so that his people could put in place new procedures to vet people coming from those areas. Of course, he was taken to court. Of course, there were all these people that said he was anti-Muslim and that there were all these problems that they had with him and that he was expanding Islamophobia. And, of course, there were some of those people that said that the shooter in New Zealand really got his inspiration from Donald Trump, which is disgusting, vile, low, untrue. This guy, actually, if you read his stuff, he idolizes the communist Chinese. If you read his stuff, he quotes from all these white supremacists all over the world that have carried out mass attacks in the past. There's a guy serving time in Britain right now for, remember when that guy went to that island where all the kids were having youth camp and he butchered them all? I think it was in the Netherlands. I think that guy is still alive, but he's in prison. And this guy has read all of his manifestos, and of course he wrote his own manifesto, etc. But Twitter, anybody left of center yesterday on Twitter just went nuts, and they said Trump is intolerant of the Islamic faith. Do you agree with that? 888-340-3373. Do you think that the president had something to do with why this guy went and killed 49 people? There's another thing I would love to get into about the story in New Zealand tonight as well, and it has to do with this. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on any of these things, and if you disagree with me, I'll put you right at the front of the line. 888-340-3373. Second thing. New Zealand immediately came out today and said, we are going to strengthen our gun laws. And so, again, anti-gun people in the United States all over social media started going, see, they only had to have one mass shooting, and now they're going to tighten up all their gun laws. In fact, when I said what I'm about to tell you to my staff tonight, one of them asked me, he said, well, Kev, they must not have very tight gun laws. Actually, I was up late last night looking at the different countries that have rather restrictive gun laws. New Zealand has quite restrictive gun laws. Australia has exceedingly tight gun laws since about the mid-1990s, and New Zealand is right there with them. They don't even allow private ownership of semi-automatic weapons, which is some of where the people in the United States are always pitching their tent saying, hey, this is the big issue we got to die on the hill for. So what I want to know is in that restrictive environment, where gun laws supposedly were saving the day and so many people were, you know, protected and so forth, how many illegal guns did it take for them to get in for 49 people to die in a mass shooting? And, you know, part of the reason why? I don't think that there was a half a second thought that he was going to meet any any defense, any obstruction, anything that was going to slow him down. One of the things we've seen, particularly in these attacks in recent months, has been that when you do not have any threat of being shot yourself as a killer, you're more likely to go attack those types of targets. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But given that there's so many people in the U.S. that say, well, we've got to have restrictive gun laws, like Australia. They hold up Australia all the time. New Zealand is almost as tight in terms of gun laws as Australia. And it didn't do anything for them. In fact, the guy came from Australia with the guns. So how did they get in? We don't know. They're going to have to check it out. But how did all of that go down in a place where that wasn't supposed to happen? And sadly, we've got another story I've got to bring to your attention tonight that took place yesterday in Baltimore. When we come back from this first break, I'm gonna make this comparison. But I want to have a really open conversation with you tonight. 888-340-3373. Coming right back, live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Calvin McCullough, glad to have you. 888-340-3373 is the phone number, 888-340-3373. And ready to take your call on anything related to the lessons of New Zealand. We're going to just kind of take a kind of an up-close look at this tonight. And I really am interested in your thoughts on a number of observations that I'm going to make as we go through the thing. But, you know, Twitter was the haters were out in full force today, and they were rather perturbed that I did not buy the narrative that said that Trump was trying to be religiously intolerant when he called for a temporary halt on Muslim migration in the campaign. And later, when he actually got through with his travel ban, which affected seven countries and was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court, I don't think that's a demonstration that he was exhibiting religious intolerance. But maybe you disagree with that. 888-340-3373. Those of you that do disagree with that, you are of the opinion that this shooter was in some way a disciple of Donald Trump, and so therefore Trump bears some sort of responsibility for the mayhem and the massacre, and you went after and actually attacked Kayleigh McEnany, who was on my show yesterday, saying that the campaign and the president and the president's staff and family, I saw the First Lady's tweet, they're all standing with New Zealand. They're all standing with those who have lost greatly in this moment of loss. But that's question number one. So if you got an opinion on that, that's question number one. Question number two, a bunch of people on Twitter today were saying, look at New Zealand. They're going to have one bad shooting, and then they're going to go immediately toughen all their gun laws. Well, I don't know that their gun laws weren't that tough to begin with. So what I'm curious about is how in a nation where they already had like a ban on semi-automatics, which is basically every gun that's made now, how did this happen? If it's banned, how did this occur? How do you have 49 people die in a single incident in two locations? If the ban supposedly saves lives from being killed. I'd love to know that. And that brings me to a second story tonight, and I want to kind of wrap this into the discussion. In Baltimore, yesterday, there was a story that was reported that a kid was playing on a playground in a very simple, safe area. People don't really have a question with this part of Baltimore as being particularly dangerous. And there's this kid out in the park. His mom's there. He's 11 years old. He's running around playing. And this woman walks up and strikes up a conversation with the 11-year-old. And it doesn't look contentious. It doesn't look hostile. There doesn't appear to be any conflict from people that observed what happened. But after a while of conversing with the child, she pulls a gun out and shoots the kid at like almost point blank range, and then shoots the kid's mom at not very far of a distance from there. Now, the reason I ask that is that, again, like New Zealand, where you've got really tough gun laws and you've got supposedly the silver bullet, if you will, to prevent gun violence, it's all about what you've banned from people having and owning. How does this happen? Baltimore is the number four toughest gun law city in America. Of the top ten, it ranks fourth. It ranks ahead of New York City. It is a tough, mean place where they say, no, you're not allowed to have guns at all. And in that environment, you have a woman walk up in a park, talk to a kid she's never even met before, has no relationship to, pulls out the gun and shoots him at nearly point-blank range. He and his mom are both in critical condition. It looks like they're going to pull through. I think they've both been stabilized, which, you know, we're very thankful for. But in New Zealand, you've got a whole country that supposedly has this really tight law, and this guy gets in, and he has multiple high-powered weapons and IEDs, and he was ready to take out hundreds and hundreds of people. I thought the laws prevented that. I thought the laws saved that from happening. I thought that if we just had in America the same kind of laws that they have in Australia, which is the kind of laws they have in New Zealand, I thought that that kind of thing couldn't happen there. So how did it happen? 888-340-3373. Interested in your call. 888-340-3373. Same question as it relates to Maryland and Baltimore. If these laws work, why is that mom and that child in critical condition in the hospital in Baltimore tonight? Why are they in critical condition, stabilized but in critical condition, if these laws that say you're not allowed to have that, if you have that, we'll punish you. If those laws work, why do we have dozens of dead people? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. If you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. So all of you that were all lippy and mouthy on Twitter at me today, hey, man, here's your shot. I'm giving you open airwaves to 300 radio stations and 66 million TV households tonight. Crickets. 888-340-3373. But I am interested in your thoughts on all of it. Because I know this is what it's going to be. There are going to be people in the presidential cycle that are going to say, well, we've got to adopt those really tough laws that Australia has that they practice down there that, you know, are tough, tough gun laws. Well, New Zealand has them, and they've got nearly 50 dead people from a wildly successful attack from a guy that met no resistance at all. Evil was in his heart. He devised a way to get the guns and to get them into the country. He devised a way to plan the attack. He might have had accomplices. He might have had help. But he totally did it. In a country, in an environment where tough gun laws exist. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Okay, now there's this other observation I have about this shooting. The whole world coming to the aid of the Muslim community in New Zealand, saying, you know, we're with you and we're standing with you and we're praying with you and so forth. And if you're Chelsea Clinton and you say anything even negative about Ilhan Omar, the people that are all saying we stand with New Zealand, they suddenly turn their cannon on you and they say we're going to come after you, even if you're Chelsea Clinton. There was a third story that I saw in the last 24 hours. Did you see this? If you listen to this show on Saturday nights, you are familiar with the Fulani herdsmen. But the Fulani herdsmen in Nigeria, which is a radical Islamic group, came down across the plateau and murdered 32 Christians this week. Since February, since the 1st of February, they've killed 120 Christians in the upper plateau region of Nigeria. And there's been no television coverage, and there's been no outrage on Twitter, and there's been nobody else that has come along and said, you know, how terrible this was and how this needs to be addressed. What's the discrepancy? Why are 49 Muslims in New Zealand such a loss, and the world yawns when 120 Christians are killed over the same period of time?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Live shot of Fifth Avenue here in New York City. We're glad to be able to be with you on Saturday nights. 300 radio stations and fantastic partnership with Biz TV coast to coast. Also streaming tonight online at Periscope, Twitter, and I think I've got that feed replayed over to the Facebook page as well. Come on and join us. The phone line's open, and we have no guests tonight. You are my only guests. Those of you that call and have things to say, and if you're one of those cowardly Twitter haters that were coming after me on Twitter today, come on, let's see how bold you really are. You have to put two thoughts together when you speak on air. It might be kind of fun. 888-340-3373. But here's the thing. The president expressed immediate support for New Zealand and support for the fallen and support for the slain. And almost immediately, his haters in America said, oh, double standard, because you called for the travel ban. Oh, double standard, because you're Islamophobic.
Linda Sarsour, the terrorist that lives in New York City and runs around telling women that don't observe Sharia that they should be genitally mutilated. Yeah, she's a winner. Just love that one. But she was out today saying, you know, oh, for all of you that ever said anything about the travel ban being necessary, we're not accepting of your condolences today. See, I don't think that those families in New Zealand, I don't think they really care what Linda Sarsour thinks. I think that they're all hurting. I think they've lost family members. And I think it was entirely appropriate for the president to say that America stands with you. What you went through was a horrific terror attack. That the guy thought he was racially superior to them, that he has other issues of mental imbalance on some level. We'll find all that out. That'll all come out. But people are saying that the president should not be allowed to say that he stands with them because he implemented the travel ban. 888-340-3373. Do you believe that's a legitimate position to take? 888-340-3373. Secondly, how did this happen in a country where supposedly the gun laws are top shelf? Not, you shouldn't be able to get anything in or out of there that resembles a semi-automatic weapon. And this guy went back to his car and reloaded a couple of times, dropped one of the guns on the ground, just left it there, and a guy that came out to try to chase him away picked it up thinking he had a gun to fight back with. He points it at the shooter and pulls the trigger and it's empty. The guy had complete upper hand all the way through and not an ounce of resistance. How'd that happen? I thought laws were going to keep us from having these types of shootings. And I just, that came home to me all the more when I saw the story from Baltimore where a young child in this really tough city where these gun laws are super, super strict, and a woman comes up out of the blue, strikes up a conversation with him. There's no anger, there's nothing that she can tell that visibly goes wrong from people that witnessed it, and she just pulls a gun out and blows him away. Now, I saw her picture in the newspaper. She looked like a mess, but the mom and the child. What, how'd that happen in the fourth most gun-controlled city in America? 888-340-3373. Let's take your calls. Marty is calling us from Las Vegas. He's watching Biz TV tonight, and he's our first caller up. Marty, you're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I'm upset that throughout the last 20 years, Muslims have been attacking Catholic and Christian churches all over the place, and they've probably killed between 7 to 10,000 Christians, and it seems like it's their right to do this. I mean, nobody publicizes it or up in arms about it or anything.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is lopsided. It's not even at all. And one other thing,
Marty, I'll let you get your other thing in, but I'm curious, what do you think's driving that? Why do you think that in America and American media and American politics, Christians get killed, massacred, overrun, nobody says boo about it, but you have a shooting like this that impacts about the same number of Muslims and the world comes to a standstill over it?
Because the Muslims have everybody buffaloed. Nobody wants to get into a knockdown, drag-out fight with 1.2 billion Muslims. And, these people, they were the Barbary Coast pirates. And they made their living by capturing ships and then ransoming back the ships and the people.
Yep.
To the countries that, you know, they don't work. They find other ways to make money, and I don't know if you know anything about Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson heard that that our Congress was paying the Muslims $60,000 a year
Well, I got to run, Marty. But yeah, that you're right. In fact, our first naval victory as a country came at the defeating of the Barbary Coast Pirates.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
06-2641. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Trying to figure out how to respond to the tragedy in New Zealand. Obviously, we want to be supportive of the families who have lost loved ones. An innocent attack on anyone is morally reprehensible. It is unacceptable. There are those in our country that believe our president doesn't have the right to say that it's morally reprehensible, that it's intolerant to express this type of bigotry and that we won't accept it. They say that because he implemented a travel ban for a short period of time and scope, and they say that that proves that he's intolerant of Muslims. I still think he did the right thing in expressing solidarity with New Zealand. But it does cause me to wonder things. And so you've got, you know, a really tough set of gun laws in New Zealand, and you've got a really tough situation there where supposedly the laws weren't supposed to allow any guns to get in. How did that occur? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Hiram is calling from Alabama. Hello, Hiram. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your thought?
I put it on record. I thought you already knew. You don't know?
Hiram, you're live on the air. Start talking.
Okay. My thought was, now that happened in New Zealand, the news reporter came on the news, and he knew there was over 45 people died. It was, in fact, 49, but he still said over 40. I like the way he broke it to a journalist. I like, and here in Alabama, I call the news stations all the time, and they tell you when an incident happened where three people were injured, and a lot of destruction happened. They always say, there was only so many injuries.
Right.
What about the emotional injury?
Right.
Some people rather be dead than have lose some of these sentimental items.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people, I'm going to say 13 people injured, but over 100 sentimentally hurt. You know, things like that.
So, Hiram, what's your take on whether or not we should be expressing our sympathy and support, especially the administration? Should they be expressing that sympathy and support?
Well, put it like this. Some people are emotionally listening to this news report, and some people can't take it. And I'm the one, my nerves got shot when I heard all of this stuff. So you're asking the wrong person.
All right, Hiram. I won't ask again. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Lisa is listening on radio in Florida. Don't know which station, don't know which city, but Lisa, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you. I just moved here from Texas. As far as guns are concerned, guns don't kill people. It's the people behind the gun that kills them.
Right.
And I think all of this, the question you asked, which is fantastic radio station, anyways, have no idea what it is, but I found you. I just really think that the media, 90% of it, is just breeding this hate and division. And I think people are just sick and tired of it.
Hmm.
And they're just trying to do everything they can to maintain, you know, some kind of normalcy here. Because it's just been outrageous against our president, for one, anything that he is associated. And I think it's just, you know, just gotten out of control, and it's just everywhere, airports.
So let me ask you, Lisa, a simple question, because I really do want to know what people think about this. So the people that hate the president are saying that when he was campaigning and he called for a complete shutdown of Muslims being allowed to come into the country for a period of time, they say that's an act of religious intolerance, and it disqualifies him from being able to express sympathy to the victims in New Zealand. Do you agree with that position, or do you disagree with it?
Totally do not agree with it, because president took an oath to protect this nation under constitutional law. So did each and every one of those people in Congress, our policemen, our firemen, they all do, to protect this country. And they're not following that oath.
All right. I appreciate the call, Lisa. 888-340, and thanks for finding us. 888-340-3373. I think you're listening to WTBN down there near Tampa, but I could be mistaken. But we got stations all over Florida. We're in Orlando, we're in Tampa, we're in St. Pete, we're in Jacksonville, and all up and down the coastlines. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So that's part of the discussion tonight is definitely, is Trump has he disqualified himself from being able to express sympathy? Because that's what the Trump haters on Twitter are trying to prove. They're trying to say, well, he called for an all-out Muslim ban. I don't think he did. I don't think saying I want an all-out shutdown for a period of time when he was campaigning, and I believe that was a moment that was not far removed from a major terrorist attack. I don't remember which one, but I think that the reason that he said that was because there had been something that had occurred. Maybe it was San Diego or the shooting that was in Southern California. I'm not exactly sure. I'd have to go back and look. But I believe that there was something that had triggered that reaction, that response, and that that statement that he gave. But he makes it very clear that he wants that to be what's in place until the Congress, quote, figures the hell out what they're doing. If Congress isn't going to protect us, if they're not going to have proper border security, if they're not going to have tough laws on how we vet people, remember what was happening. People were coming here in droves from Yemen and Syria, and the displaced people were coming across the southern border. Many of them from the Middle East. We didn't know who they were. They didn't have identification. Pakistan was forging passports. Syria was forging passports to give people fake identities. We had people coming in that, and I think that that this was related in some measure to like the Orlando and the Southern California shootings. It was how are we knowing who these people are and what their activities are? How do we stop these attacks before they happen? New Zealand thought just having the same gun laws as tough as Australia would protect them. That didn't work. This guy beat the system. How did he beat the system? See, this brings us to an uncomfortable part of the conversation, which is you can't get rid of all the guns. It doesn't work. Eventually, you've got soft targets that are completely vulnerable. And if somebody has their heart set on evil, you have to be 100% right every single day to keep them from killing. What are we going to do about that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Calvin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live, Hour 2, still underway in just a few minutes, and we will continue to take your calls. There's no ladies' lounge tonight. Instead, we are going to add a couple of other layers to this discussion because the New Zealand shooting, obviously, a lot of people are calling for action and for people to be more thoughtful. The left is really angry that people who own guns aren't more, quote, sensitive about these losses. The funny thing about this is the New Zealand Prime Minister came out and said, we will change our gun laws. Like, I don't even know if she even, like, took a look at what the gun laws were. But she came out and said, we will change our gun laws. And this was within 24 hours of the shooting happening, and so all of the anti-gun people in the U.S. are like, yeah, see, they have one mass shooting, and all of a sudden they're getting tough on, well, if you go look at their gun laws, they already have really tough gun laws. Maybe they're going to start a nationwide confiscation of guns. Maybe they're going to start going home to home and taking the guns away from, there's about 1.5 million firearms in New Zealand, privately owned. Maybe that's what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to go try to take them away from their citizenry. You're never going to get that to happen in America. There are 300 million legally owned firearms in America. So AOC and Kamala Harris and Obama and Bernie and all you people, you want to come take the guns? Try it and see what happens. It's not going to end well. But the solution isn't to get rid of them all anyway, because the bad guys will still get them and they will still carry out attacks on vulnerable people. The idea is to be stronger. Let's go to Ocean City, New Jersey, listening to our wonderful partner out of Atlantic City down there, WPG. Gail is calling us on line one. Hello, Gail.
Hello, Kevin. Oh, my goodness. I want to kind of shift. I am a fan of AM talk radio, conservative talk radio.
Cool.
It's more than any TV, more than anything. And I want to say that I love your subject matter.
Thank you.
Okay. The reason I called is because when our president was saying we're going to ban all Muslims till we see what's going on, we have to distinguish what we're talking about. There are Muslims, and then there are those of the Islamic faith, okay? Or then you have the radical Islams, okay? Now, the president, when he spoke from New Zealand about New Zealand, he simply was saying that in any religion, any place of worship is not the right place. And he was wonderful to say that.
Yeah.
But they're going to find fault in no matter what he says. But my point is, we need to distinguish between many Muslims that maybe are just as moderate as you can be. I can think of Rudy Jasser. He was a native, with care.
Well, in reverse psychology, Gail, thanks for the call, by the way. In just the reverse, this guy was a white supremacist, but not all white people believe in white supremacy. In fact, very few of them do. It's a minuscule number of people that believe in white supremacy. So it's the same, like, but the left doesn't agree with that because they don't have power right now, and they're having a temper tantrum until they get it back. And sadly for them, that's going to be a while. Kevin McCullough coming back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get an additional 5.